Friends, we are continuing a previous shiur where we saw Neflaos Mitaras Hashem on the sugya of eating, Shelo Kederech Achila, Shelo Kederech Ana, whether it's considered Achila or not. And we will continue. We have the Svar of the Mishnah Lamelech that we saw in the previous shiur, that just like by Mitzvahs Aseh, Mitzvahs Los Aseh, when the Torah says don't eat, if you eat Shelo Kederech Ana, you're Pater, that's not called eating. So to a Mitzvah Saseh, you're not Yotze, if you eat Shelo Kederech Ana, that's not called eating. Mitzvah Lo Saseh, you're not Over if you eat Shelo Kederech. And Mitzvah Saseh, the Mishnah Lamelech asserts, you are not Mekayim a Mitzvah if you eat Shelo Kederech. If you mix it with something bitter or the like. He just says that I haven't seen this beferish. So the Chora, we can be mechalik between Isser and Mitzvah. And this is all with the great Gaonus of Maran Hagon Rav Nosson Geshtetner Zeche Tzadik Levracha Tzadik Yisod Olam Zchus Yogen Aleinu. The Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Shavuos Halacha Hey writes, Shavua shelo ochal v'ochal. If a person makes a shavua that he's not going to eat, then he eats. What does he eat? He eats ochlim she'enem ruyim la'achila. He eats food that's not worthy of being eaten. M'shasem mashkim she'enem ruyim l'shtia. And he drinks drinks that are not fit to be drunk. He eats food that's not fit to be eaten. And he drinks drinks that are not fit to be drunk. So he's pater. Pater, we understand why he's pater, because it's not roi l'achila. So maybe he's not over on the shavua not to eat when he eats devarim she'enem ruyim. Vayit yerzok the Rambam, shavua she'ochal, if he makes a shavua that he will eat, v'achal ochlam she'enem ruyim l'achila v'shasem mashkim she'enem ruyim l'shtia, and he eats foods that are not edible or drinks that are not drinkable, pater, mishavuas pitu, he's pater. Imagine, he said he's going to eat, he swore he's going to eat, and then he eats inedible foods. Zok to the Rambam, he's pater. Why? Shehari yotze yidei achila. Because he's yotze yidei mitzvah achila. He's mekayim v'shavua. Why? Me'achar shem hu hayu chashuvim etzlo, achilosim shmo achila. Since these foods were chashuv by him, his achil is considered achil. You're right. In principle, these are inedible foods. But since by him, they chap the chashivus, the halacha is that he's yotze his shavua to eat. So here we have a conundrum in the Rambam. Rambam writes, if he makes a shavua not to eat and he eats inedible foods, he's pater. He wasn't over on his shavua not to eat. If he makes a shavua to eat and eats inedible foods, he was mekayim his shavua. He's beseder gamor. Because sof sof he ate. So how do you understand that? Why would he make the shavua not to eat and he ate inedible foods? It's not considered eating. When he made a shavua to eat and he ate inedible foods, it is considered eating. How do you understand that? So obviously, the Mefarshi HaRambam are all made on this. The Lecha Mishnah explains that when he swears to eat, we say that since he ate something, even though it's not a bar achila, it's not edible, ha'achshevei ba'achiloso, he was machshevei with his achila. Aval k'shenishba t'chila shelo yochal, but when he first swore that he wasn't going to eat, when he swears that he's going to eat, even if he eats something inedible, he's machshev his eating, he's machshev the food when he eats it. He makes it important when he eats it. But when he takes a shavua, zok the Lecha Mishnah, shelo yochal, he takes a shavua that he's not going to eat, af agav de ochal, achar kach ochlim she'enam ruuyim. Even though afterwards he ate foods that were not edible, lo achshevei. He wasn't machshev the eating. He wasn't machshev the food. If he ate inedible food, We said that he wasn't machshir the food. Why? The chazaka she'ena over al shvua asa. Because it's a chazaka that he doesn't want to be over on his shvua. The achzukei in she'birishi lo machzikinan. We don't assume that people are rishayim. Kevin shenishba kodim shelo yochal. Since first he swore that he's not going to eat, haregila b'daito she'osa achila she'yochal achar kachena chashuva etzlo. It's megala das that the achila that he ate afterwards is not considered chashuv by him. He doesn't consider it important. But if he didn't have a shvua shelo yochal, then the achila is chashuva. So that's the chilik of the lechem mishnah. That if he takes a shavua to eat and he eats, so he's machshiv this achila. If he takes a shavua not to eat and he eats inedible foods, so then we don't say he's machshiv the achila because we don't assume that he's a rush and he wants to be over in his shavua. We say by him it's not considered eating. So now let's extract from the lechem mishnah to our case of being mekayim a mitzvah shaloka derech achila. But even though the Gabe Yisurim, we say that if he eats Shaloka Derech Hana'asa, he doesn't get Malkus, because it's not Begeder Loi Socha, it's not considered eating. Nevertheless, the Gabe Mitzvah say, we can say that he's Yotze, even when he eats Shaloka Derech Hana'a. Why? Since he wants to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, Soi Bazoi Achshevei L'Achilasa. Since he wants to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, he was Machshev, his Achila. And even Achila Shaloka Derech is considered Achila. Since he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah, so he's machshiv his achila when he's eating, like Abi Mitzvah Sasei, when he's eating foods that are not edible, but he wants to be mekayim a mitzvah by eating these foods, so he's machshiv that achila. And since when he's nishba that he's going to eat and he eats foods that are not edible, we say that he's machshiv this achila and it has a shem achila in his yotzei yedei shvua. So too linyan mitzvah, even though he ate foods that are not fitting, dehainu shelo kederech hana'asa, even though he ate foods that are not fitting and he's eating them, shaloi kederech hana, he's yotzi yedei mitzvah achila, because he's machshiv the achila. And only by yisurim we say that if he eats foods that are not roi, he's pater, because by yisurim he's not machshiv the achila, because adarabba, achzuke inshe birishi, loi machzikinan. We don't assume that people are rishayim. Ubevadai, he wasn't mitkaven, he did not intend to be machshiv his achila as an achila. Because if he is, he's going to be over on a lav. And he has a cheskas kashrus that he doesn't want to be over on a lav. And according to this svara, there's no hechrech for the Mishnah Lamelech that we should be medam and mitzvahs and isurim. The Mishnah Lamelech wanted to say that mitzvahs and isurim are the same, just like by isurim, achila shaloka derech is not achila, so to mitzvahs. And now we're suggesting, no, there's a fundamental chiluk. By Yisurim he's not machshiv the achila, and by mitzvahs he is machshiv the achila. However, we can say that dafka by shvua that's totally in the das of the nishba, we say that if he swore he's going to eat and he ate foods that are inedible, he's yotzei yedei shvua, so because we're machzikin b'cheskas kashrus that b'vayde he doesn't want to be over in his shvua. And if so, when he's nishba that he's going to eat and he ate achil and she'enam ruyim, we say vadeh hayadaito she'yotzei yedei achila gam b'ochel she'enam ruyim. And since this is the case, hayadaito b'shas shvua, so since his das b'shas hashvua was that he'll be yotzei de achila, even foods that are not roi, so he's yotzei. Because again, shvua is talu b'daito, so when he takes a shvua, he's not going to eat that he's going to eat, and he eats foods that are not roi l'achila, but he intended when he took this shvua that even that should count as eating. He's machshiv this achila, and that was in his das that he was going to eat such foods. So by shvua, you can say that since it's totally in his das, inedible foods count as eating. Eating shelo kederech counts as eating. But if he swears that he's not going to eat, and he eats foods that are not edible, so we say, what was his kavana when he took the shvua? That only he's not going to eat regular food, but eating yichi food. Vada, that was definitely not in his kavana. So when he eats yichi food, he's not over on the shvua. So that's all shaykh in his shvua. That's tolei b'dasa adam shenishba. That's all in a shvua. That depends on the person who's swearing. But by a mitzvah, we can say that even if he's machshiv his achila when he eats shaloi kederech hana'aso, doesn't help to be yotze yidei mitzvah, because there we require achila kederech kol adam. It has to be achila that all people consider it achila. The Torah has to be machshiv this is achila. It's not totally in his das. By shvua, he creates the parameters of the shvua, but by achila, mitzvah achila that the Torah commanded, the Torah defines the parameters, and therefore, if it's not edible, if it's not regular food, the Torah would say that can't count. But by shvua, it's talu in him, so it could be that a mitzvah asei, that the Mishnah Lamelech is correct, and if you make a shvua, that by mitzvah asei, you cannot be yotze if it's a shaloka derech achila. Just like Losa say, you're not over if it's Loka Derech Achila. Now, based on the Mishnah, on the Lechem Mishnah, we can be soicer what it says in the Sefer Shar HaMelech. Shar HaMelech, in the fifth parak of Yisodei HaTorah and Halacha Ches, he brings a raya that a mitzvah, Eino Yotze, that you're not Yotze a mitzvah, when you eat Shaloi Kederech HaNa'asan. From the Rambam, Rambam writes in the fifth parak of Shavuos, Halacha Yudches, that if a person takes an oath that he's not going to eat matzah for 1 or 2 years, he's now let eat matzah on Lil Pesach, and it's not a Shavuos Shav, like he's nishba to be mevatel as hamitzvah, because he didn't swear that he's not going to eat matzah on Lil Pesach. He swore that he's not going to eat for a year or two. So the Shavuos Chal. It's not considered a Shavuos Shav. Now, if Shaloi Kederech HaNa'asan, the person is Yotze Yedei Chovas HaMitzvah, and therefore, you can eat Matzah Shaloi Kederech HaNa'asan. If so, when you swore for a year, why does the Rambam say that you don't eat matzah on Lil Pesach? The Rambam should have said that you should eat it Shaloi Kederech HaNa'asan. Because he just said he's not going to eat Kederech HaNa'asan. But Shaloi Kederech HaNa'asan wasn't included in his Shavua, says the Shar HaMelech. And also, if a person's nishba that he's not going to eat matzah on Lil Pesach, why do we give him malchus and he has to eat the matzah for the shvua shav? It's not a shvua shav, because he can eat matzah shaloi kederech hana'asan. Ela vaday, he's not yotze yidei matzah when he eats it shaloi kederech hana'asan. So that's the proof of the Shar HaMelech. If you could be yotze matzah shaloi kederech hana'asan, then you would taka eat. When you took a shavua not to eat for a year or two, you would eat shaloi kederech hana. When you took a shavua not to eat matzah on Lil Pesach befrat, you wouldn't get malchus for shavua shav. You'd eat shaloi kederech hana. Must be that you're not yotze when you eat shaloi kederech hana. Ad kan mitochen divrei Shar HaMelech. However, based on what we brought from the Lechem Mishnah, that when one is nishba that he's not going to eat and he eats inedible foods, the reason that we say that he's not over on the shvua is because achzuke inshi birishi lo machzikinan. We don't assume that people are rishayim, and bevada he wasn't machshiv his achila, and therefore he's pater from eating when he ate shaloi kederech hana, and he wasn't over on his shvua. If so, in the case of the Shar HaMelech, there is no Eitzah that he should eat matzah Shaloi Kederech HaNa'asan. Because if he eats matzah Shaloi Kederech HaNa'asan, why is he eating that matzah? He's eating that matzah because he wants to be Yotze Yedei Mitzvah Achilas Matzah. So how can you say that he's not machshiv the achila, de lo achshiv el achila? So how can you say he's not machshiv the achila, and therefore he's not over on the shvua? Here he's definitely machshiv the achila, because he wants to be yotze yedei mitzvahs achilas matzah. And if it's considered achila le'inyan matzah, so bivadai that it's considered achila le'inyan shvua. And then he's going to be chayav out the shvua. So the Shaar HaMelech wanted to bring a raya that by mitzvahs you're not yotze when you eat shalo kederech hana'asan. And he wanted to bring this raya that by mitzvahs you're not yotze when you eat shalo kederech hana'asan, from the fact that you can't be yotze matzah when you made a shvua. Why didn't you just eat shalo kederech hana'asan? The answer is that normally you are yotze mitzvahs when you eat them shalo kederech hana'asan, because you're machshiv the achila. But in the case of the Rambam, where a person made a shvua not to eat matzah, there's no eitzah to eat it shalo kederech hana'asan and be yotze the mitzvah. Because if he eats it shalo kederech hana'asan, then he's machshiv the achila and he's over on his shvua. So it wouldn't help to eat a shalo kederech hana'asan. Normally, shalo kederech hana'asan is going to be great for a mitzvah because you're machshiv your achila. So, like we had by a shvu, a person takes a shvu, he's going to eat, and then he eats shalo kederech hana'. He's makayim b'shvu. Why is he makayim b'shvu? Because he's machshiv this achila. He shows he wants to be makayim his mitzvah. But in the case of the Rambam over here, Shavuot is 5:18, where a person swears he's not going to eat matzah for a year or two. There's no eitzah to tell him, you know what, eat matzah shalo kederech hana'ah, and this way you're not over on your Shavuot, but you're makayim mitzvahs matzah. No. If you're makayim mitzvahs matzah, you're machshiv the achila, and memeli you're over on the Shavuot. It's not going to help. And it gets even sweeter based on what the Shaar HaMelech writes in the 8th perek of Ma'acholas Asuras Halacha Vav. To be miyashiv, what the Rambam writes, that if a person eats gid hanoshe of an avela, he's chayav double. He's chayav once for gid hanoshe, and he's chayav twice for a second time for nevela. Frek the Shaar HaMelech. Hold on a second, fans. The Rambam paskins in the 15th perek of Ma'acholas Asuras, Halacha Yud Zayin, She'ein begidim b'noisein tam. Gid anoshe has no tam. So how's he mischayev when he eats gid anoshe of nevela? Alts nevela. Bishleim gid anoshe yischayev, it's gzeres hakosov. That even though ein begidim b'noisein tam, nevertheless, he's chayav al tzgid. But al tznevela, why is he chayav? Why is he chayav al tznevela? There's no tam. How can you be chayav for eating without tam? No gzeres hakosev that you're over on a vela without tam. Gid, yes, because ain't gid and oisein tam. So the Torah says not to eat gid, it means without tam. But how can you be chayav al tznevela when you eat the gid? And for the Mishnah, the Shaar HaMelech, that even though when you eat a gid shel nevela and a tmeya and a behemah tmeya, your pater, because it's not called basar, and you're not chayev when you eat a gid of a nevela, over not gid anosh, of a nevela or a tmeya, your pater, because it's not called basar, you're not chayev alts tuma and nevela. Alts behema tmeya and behema nevela, on kosher animal or an animal that wasn't shechted properly. But if somebody eats gid hanoshe of a tmeya and a nevela, we say that since the Torah was machshiv the achila for gid hanoshe to be over on the isser of achilas gid hanoshe, the Torah was also machshiv the eater to be over on the iser of tuma nevela, of a behemoth tumei nevela. Once the Torah was machshiv the achilas agidanoshe, the Torah was also machshiv the fact that he's eating an animal. So let's also say in our case that if somebody takes an oath that he's not going to eat matzah, he can't eat matzah shel mitzvah shel kederach hanasa, because if it's considered achila kedei latzis bo be'erev tochlu matzis, it's also going to be considered achila linyan shvua, and he's over on the shvua. And in fact, in Hagos Ma'aseh Choshev and the Shara Melech there in Hochos Yisori HaTorah, he already notes this. And so in the Chedushim of Maron Rashke B'Hagda Chasim Sofer in Psachim on page 24b. Now this Svara of Achshavei we find in the Hagos Mordechi in Chulin Perek Rishon, who brings from Rabbeinu Tam a raya that you don't have to make a kesher of tefillin every day, not like Rabbeinu Eliyahu. There's a siman, the very first siman in Chelik Tesvav with Loris Nasa, and we had a shir about this, a beautiful shir, a couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, about this this sugya of making a kesher every day of your tefillin. So the Mordechi brings from Rabbeinu Tam a raya, you don't have to make a kesher every day. Against Rabbeinu Eliyahu says we do, because from the fact that we see that you're not allowed to tie it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tie it on Shabbos because it's a kesher shel kayama. But if you're matur it on the weekday, then it's not a kesher shel kayama and it should be mutter. It's not a permanent knot. So from the fact that it's usher on Shabbos because it's a permanent knot, it must be you're not chayiv to make the knot every day. And the Mordechi said, no, it's not a raya, that really you have to make a new knot every day. Could be. It's not a kesher shel kayama. But you're still not allowed to make it on Shabbos. Why not? You're not allowed to make it on Shabbos because the Torah calls it a kesher. Once it has a name, the Torah is machshiv, it is a kesher. That gives it a chashivus. Ukshartim lo sayadecha. So do we find in Sukkah that an animal, the back of an animal, is called an oel, because the Torah calls it an oel. Or basar talbisheni. With skin and flesh you have clothed me. So since the backs of the animals are made to shelter their entrails, the spine and ribs of the ox act as a roof to protect the animal's entrails. So Mimela, since the Orobaso Talbisheni, the Torah is Machshivit, is an Oel, it's considered an Oel. Even though normally we say that Oel, She'eno Asubidi Adam, is in an Oel, but here it has a special chashivus because the Torah's machshiv is an oel. So this is the second leg of our journey in exploring the sugya of achila shelo kederach hanasan. And lemaisa, there is yet quite a bit more to say. The Rambam talks about this in Hilchos Yisori HaTorah 5:8, and there is a website called Halacha Brura of Yeshivas Merkaz Harav, where they have an unbelievable service where they provide sources for every Rambam in the Yad HaZakah and from the Achronim. And on this Rambam there are maybe 200-300 Makaros. It is just not real. So we would like to keep talking about this topic. It's fascinating. And we would like very much to keep seeing Nifla'ot Gedolot Mitoras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully we should be Zoche Emir Tzah Hashem to continue kahena v'kahena. Shalom, shalom.